Next item on the agenda is George H. Marshall and Gene Brown, the second oyster planting ground application.
I promise this won't take as long as my last did.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Mr. Conklin, have a safe trip back.
This is an application of oyster planting ground from George Marshall and Gene Brown, the second. It's in the James River. It is protested by an adjacent oyster ground leaseholder, Mr. John D. Maria. The application is in the James River, City of Newport News. This is the Warwick River. Deep Creek is to the east and off the slide. This is the James River. Swash area, as it's known. Some of this area offshore of the application is a clean call area. Basically, the application's in this area right here in this small embayment. This is a copy of our oyster lease map. Again, this is the area that has been applied for. Again, Mr. D. Maria has a lease to the northwest. Mr. Parker has a lease that wraps around it to the east and south. Again, this is a clean call area. Jail Island, Jail Island Point, and Jail Island Creek. This is part of Fort Eustis. This area was previously historically leased, and the leaseholder, I don't recall, either didn't pay the rent or didn't get renewed after 10 years. In any event, the ground has been vacant for a short period of time, and Mr. Marshall and Mr. Brown did apply. We've actually gone on and surveyed the ground, so it has been staked in the field. This is a copy of the plat, which, if approved, would be recorded in our office. The actual survey came out to be 11.9 acres. The application was for 12. The issues related to this are that we did receive a letter from Mr. D. Maria. I spoke to Mr. D. Maria yesterday. And he first indicated he was coming, but then at the end of our conversation indicated that he probably would not be here today. However, he did want me to reiterate, and it's in your packet, the letter that he wrote, and I told him I would read it again into the record. It's very short. He basically wrote to me saying he was protesting George Marshall's application, and of course it's actually Marshall and Brown, forest ground adjacent to my lease, and gives a lease number. Additionally, I object to the issuance of any permit allowing Mr. Marshall to operate adjacent to any of my oyster grounds for the following reasons. Mr. Marshall was recently personally observed by VMRC MPOs dredging oysters on my oyster lease at Horsehead without a lawful permit or a license to dredge in violation of the Code of Virginia. Mr. Marshall has failed to pay restitution as directed by Isle of Wight Court for oysters that were taken from my oyster bed. In researching this issue to bring it to the commission, we did attempt to get some additional information from the court record in Isle of Wight County. There was a charge to Mr. Marshall under the Code of Virginia by the Marine Resources Commission. He was initially charged with, under two sections of the code, one taking oysters from public rocks out of season, and the other was theft of oysters. I'm not sure exactly what transpired in court, but the actual convictions, Mr. Marshall was convicted of the charge of taking oysters from public rocks out of season, and the other charge was changed to entering the property of another for the purpose of damaging it. Never seen that section of the code applied in a marine resources case, but in any event, that was
vandalism.
They were both misdemeanors. I could find no record that the court ordered restitution. Mr. D. Maria claims that they did. In some conversations with law enforcement, it's my understanding that the oysters that Mr. Marshall had on his boat, he was actually ordered to dump back overboard. There's some discrepancy as to where those oysters may have come from, whether they came from Mr. D. Maria's ground or from public ground. But my understanding was they were dumped back on Mr. D. Maria's ground, independent of where they came from. And again, I have no record from the court that indicates a restitution was ordered. Having said that, again, we do historically support leasing of ground that has been previously leased and leasing in this area of the James River. This ground was previously leased, and we are sympathetic to Mr. D. Maria's concerns. However, we believe the issues he's raised are really more law enforcement and court-related. Certainly the restitution issue, he needs to pursue that with the court system if he believes that's what the judge ordered. Therefore, we recommend the ground be assigned as shown on this survey. And again, I don't believe Mr. DeMaria is here. I believe both Mr. Marshall and Mr. Brown are here. And that's all I have.
Any questions of Mr. Stagg? Do you desire to be heard from, gentlemen, Mr. Marshall and Brown? Raise your right hand.
H. Marshall.
Solemnly swear testimony.
Yeah.
Can I finish, please?
Yes.
You solemnly swear a testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Yes. Now state your name, please.
George H. Marshall.
Thank you.
You have I just happened to Rob bought that and said it was vacant. I just passed it, and that's all I've done.
Okay, I got one question for you. Okay. This commission decides to issue this lease to you. Are you going to stay on this lease and not go on the lease of Mr. B. Maria, and you're under oath?
Yeah, yes, sir. Because what truth is was a rather big mistake on overall awful mess.
Because if you are charged and convicted of doing it, number one, you'll make the commission look bad, and number two, you'll be back before the commission for revocation of your license, not just this, but your license.
Well, I've been working in water 54 years and never stole nothing in my life. All this was a big mistake.
Good deal. Questions of the gentleman? Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thanks. Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard.
I move that we grant the lease to Mr. Marshall.
Your second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? Just so that we've got it straight, so the motion is correct, to Mr. Marshall and Mr. Brown?
That's right.
Okay. Second, Mr. Holland, you accept that? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Uh-huh.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Could I get paid for all this today?
You'll have to see Mr. Stagg. I don't handle any money around here.
How about
just on the signatures.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, appreciate it.